This is a Capricorn FM podcast.
There's a new report that was, that we were talking about. Alcohol consumption during pregnancy apparently is skyrocketing. Remains deeply normalized in South Africa, despite a widespread awareness, of the risks to unborn children. So we're talking to ladies this morning. We're asking what your rules are when it comes to drinking while you are pregnant. And as a civilian, what do you do when you see a woman who is pregnant? There she is drinking alcohol. Do you speak out or do you just mind your business and carry on? What do you do?
Well, right now we are joined by expert specialist Ops and Gyne at the Mother and Child Clinic, Dr. Simon Mutiba, who's joining us on the line. Good morning, Doc. How are you doing this morning?
Good morning. I'm well. How are you guys doing?
Thank you so much for making the time to talk to us. Really appreciate it. Doc, do you experience a lot of clients asking you about drinking during pregnancy? And also, I'm curious, like when they're asking you, how are they asking you? Are they asking, Doc, do we really have to stop? Or how soon can I go? What kind of questions are you getting?
Interestingly, it's what we initiate rather than them asking us about it, because it's true, alcohol has become a very serious problem. Before pregnancy, during pregnancy, and unfortunately, the repercussions last longer for the next 60, 70 years to come in a human being. So it's something that when we do what we call antenatal visits, either pre-conception, before they can fall pregnant, we always notify them that there is just no safe amount of alcohol in pregnancy. If you know that you are planning to fall pregnant, stay away from alcohol. So, and there will be those that would say to me, Doc, I've been drinking, I was unaware that, I'm pregnant. What would be the implications? And we would go a mile to explain the implications associated with alcohol. And I can tell you, the effects are dire. It's just not a good thing. Alcohol is causing much, much more damage than what the eye can see. There's a whole lot of things that happens for 20 years to come, 30 years, 40 years to come.
Okay. Well, interestingly, Doc, one of the most Googled question is, what happens to my baby if I have one drink during pregnancy? Just one. So clearly there are people out there who still are trying to sneak a little drink in, but they just want to check the dangers, how risky is it? And it looks like they are willing to take that risk. What do you say when you talk to these kind of people?
Yeah. Look, I said there's no safe amount of alcohol, not even a pinch. I jokingly always say not even a smell of alcohol should be close to you. If there's a smell of alcohol, you should run away. But reality is there's just no safe amount. There's no known amount of alcohol. And unfortunately, the effect of alcohol in pregnancy happens very early in pregnancy, throughout pregnancy, after birth. A six-year-old suffers because you took a sip of alcohol during pregnancy. A 40-year-old fails to become a CEO of an institution because you were taking alcohol when you were pregnant by that 40-year-old. So it's something that we emphasize. I'm one of those people who say if a woman is in her reproductive years and knows that she's not on contraception and knows that there's a possibility of falling pregnant, they should just stay away from alcohol completely. Back in the days, alcohol used to be much of a problem. Much of the studies that were done had actually shown that the highest consumption of alcohol in pregnancy was actually in South Africa, Cape Town. And recently we know how the consumption of alcohol has skyrocketed. And, it is those kind of things. Look, reality is that in as much as it can result in miscarriages very early in pregnancy, result in preterm labors, mid-pregnancy, or even result in what we call sudden fetal death, where a baby's heart just stops when you're pregnant. There are other things, that are affected by this alcohol. Things like behavior, cognitive function. Someone can harshly say, if you take alcohol in pregnancy, just know that you are doing your family injustice. you are doing society injustice, because in as much as you might say, no, but I was drinking when I was pregnant, my baby turned out fine, I can tell you, when that baby fails, or when that daughter or son of yours fails to absorb and process information in the future for the benefit of themselves, you as a family or society, you would not even remember that, oh, by the way, I used to drink when I was pregnant by this person. And things can be extreme and very subtle, you know, an inability to determine interpret that, red traffic light means red traffic light.
Absolutely. Dog, can I just cut you in here because we're out of time? Just to quickly squeeze in the issue of breastfeeding then. Do the same rules apply? Like if I'm breastfeeding and then I take a break quickly, you know, for a drink or two, does that have an impact?
Definitely. A very serious impact, because alcohol gets absorbed, gets expressed to the baby, has what you call neurological development affectation. So definitely, you know, you can't be drinking alcohol while you breastfeeding. You have to stay away completely from alcohol.
Okay. If I pump and then I drink and then I wait a couple of days, like that, isn't there like a recycling that happens?
You know, look, there's alcohol in the breast milk. Alcohol has, and that's the reason why we say do not drink alcohol while you're breastfeeding. Okay. It does affect the baby, and it's highly absorbable alcohol.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for your great insights. Really appreciate it. We'll leave it here. That's specialist Opsan Gainye, the Mother and Child Clinic, Dr. Simon Mutiba.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.